1620 94.5 WTAW. Amazon, nearing the one-year anniversary of drone delivery service that's based in College Station. A request was made during the November 20th, 2023 College Station City Council meeting by Councilman Mark Smith to get an update.
I know when we first started that, we talked about getting them to come back and talk with us about how that program's working and from their perspective, how the public is receiving it. Maybe want to allow the public some opportunity to talk about that as well.
Responding to the councilman's request, Mayor John Nichols.
There's a lot of questions out there about what kind of progress they're making and the noise issues. And we did indicate to them earlier that we'd like to hear from them. And frankly, we asked staff to kind of monitor that, which I know they are. Bring us a workshop item of some kind.
Just to be clear, if we can get Amazon to come, you'd like them to come?
Yeah. I think staff could also introduce it and provide some context if you wish. But I think the idea was if we'd like them to come back to us and flesh that out a little more specifically with a little more concrete timelines and so forth.
The subject also came up during a WTAW Infomaniacs interview with Mayor John Nichols on November 29th.
We had some stories in the news today about conducting a one-year review, possibly, on this Amazon drone delivery service. Anecdotally, have you heard anything from residents who have used the service and, you know, whether they like it or not?
Well, yeah, the ones that use the service regularly, they love it. The ones that have homes right near the landing pad, the area where they operate out of, find it to be disconcerting. We said when we authorized the land use change that we would monitor it and have an update. So after the first of the year, city manager will organize a presentation to council with Amazon there, not just staff. And of course, they've announced some interesting new developments as well with their pharmaceutical delivery and hopefully their next model of the drone, which hopefully will be quieter.
Gotcha. Yeah, because we can see them actually from the window here at Bryan Broadcasting, but I just don't. It's hard to tell how many people are using it, and obviously I haven't been able to hear it up close. So, yeah,
well, they're only running still in one quadrant. They can't get out of the line of sight, though they haven't gotten past FAA's rules on that.
This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.